It is October 12. I apologize for a long absence. I was caught up with my duties. We were transferred to an area where the workload was overwhelming, and I was so exhausted that I couldn't even begin to write new episodes. Then a new war broke out in the Middle East, a real massacre orchestrated by Hamas. It threw me off track for several days because this story personally involves me. It's not just because I spent a lot of time in the East, including Gaza. It's also because my parents found themselves back on the front line. When the full-scale invasion started, Kyiv, where I lived, was cut off from Kharkiv, where my parents were. I couldn't reach them, couldn't bring them to my place. The only way was through the close proximity from the front line and roads constantly under fire. Even that was impossible for me. I don't own a car, and no driver would agree to go with me or lend me their vehicle because it was too risky. The necessity to save my parents was one of the main reasons I joined the military. I couldn't reach them, couldn't get them, but I could fight my way to them. But fate had our plans. They ended up in one of the hottest zones, Saltivka, the area closest to the Russian border in Kharkiv. Probably in those days, the whole world heard the name of this area. The Russians bombarded it with unimaginable cruelty. Even now, more than a year after the Russians were pushed back from Kharkiv, there are still bomb fragments in the yards. Due to the shelling, the shops in the area were closed and there was no way to buy food. People united with their neighbors, pooled their resources and survived through such cooperation. But over time, even that wasn't enough. Imagine the situation my parents were in. Constant shelling, electricity for a couple of hours a day, water too, no food, running out of medicine and no help in sight. When volunteers came to the rescue, organizing several bus trips that took a circuitous route to Moldova, which took several days instead of usual few hours in peacetime. From Moldova, the evacuees were sent to countries willing to accept refugees. My parents were taken to Israel. They settled in a small town in the center of the country. By the way, thanks to your help, we were able to rent an apartment. I'll never tire of thanking you for that. Where they have medical care and relatively decent living conditions. And until recently, there was the opportunity to live a peaceful life without fear of shelling and occupation. All this ended on October 7 with a horrific Hamas attack on Israel. It's the most terrifying déjà vu. Your parents under the terrorist crosshairs again. The town bombarded with rockets intentionally targeting civilians, and you are far away, unable to do anything. I'm writing this podcast and we are hiding in a shelter from Hamas, escaped from one group of terrorists only to fall under the rockets of another, equally bloodthirsty and insane. If sick elderly people can't live out their remaining years peacefully and without constant fear, when there's something terribly wrong with this world, something is very wrong.